Hey, y'all, in this episode of the Carolina Chuck Podcast, we're going to talk to Christine Darrow. She is a local psychic and literally has me blown away by how this podcast ends. I'm still sitting here shaking. Y'all check it out. Be good. Peace out. And, it's just kind of nerve-wracking. But then as soon as it's over, I'm like, wow, that was cool. I enjoyed it.
I'm pretty easy to talk to, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, well, introduce yourself.
Hi, I am Christine Darrow. I am the owner of Fund Development, and I'm also the chairman of fundraising for the Thousand Islands Area Habitat for Humanity.
You said fund?
Yes.
Not fun.
Nope, but I do capitalize the F-U-N because I like putting the fun in fundraising, and also I'm super corny, so.
Yeah, I was like, what? Fun? Okay. And so we were talking, there's several things you got going on that are really interesting. The history show that you were talking about, I was like, you were telling me about some, there was some stuff that went on in Sacus, was it? Was it Sacus?
Yes.
Where they were tearing down some boats and something?
Is
that what that was? And some psychic stuff.
Yes. Now, lots of psychic stuff going on this weekend.
All right. So tell me a little bit about what's going on this weekend, then we'll jump into that.
Yeah. So I am hosting a psychic fair over at the All Souls Unitarian Church, and it's to benefit the Thousand Islands Area Habitat for Humanity.
So is that a church?
Yes.
That's different, right? I thought churches were kind of strange with psychic stuff.
Well, you know what? It's interesting because that's actually how I first met Wilson Stevenson, and he's going to be the medium that's doing the gallery reading for me. So the story behind Wilson Stevenson, for those of you who don't know him, he is a very well-known psychic medium in the area, and he does a lot of charity work.
Okay.
So when I first met him, it was about 15 years ago at the All Souls Unitarian Church. And he was doing a fundraiser, I think, for them. Mm-hmm. And I had attended the gallery reading. It was the first time I'd ever attended anything like that. And he chose me out of the crowd and told me that I was going to have two sets of twins within 2 years, and the first set were going to be girls. And it really surprised me. There's a lot of twins in my family. There's about 13 sets of twins. So I wasn't super shocked that the possibility of me having twins, but the thought that someone I didn't know would even get that kind of idea was really surprising.
Two sets of twins? What?
Yeah. So a few months later, I found out I was pregnant with girls. And of course, they were twins. Yeah, twin girls.
No way.
3 months after my daughters were born, I got pregnant with my second set of twins. So I had two sets of twins in 2 years, just like Wilson said. So from that point on, I was a believer, and we've been working together off and on for years doing different charity events.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
It's a pretty amazing story, but I will always sing his praises. He just does so much work for area charities, and he's just an absolutely phenomenal psychic.
Wow. I was like, there's got to be a way to debunk this, but now I'm like, all right, you know? I've actually met him before I sold him a car. So.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to have to get him in here because that's totally interesting. So let's go back to when you first got involved in what would you call it? Psychic?
Yeah. So I've always kind of known that I had abilities. Mm-hmm. Of course, when you're a little kid, you don't really know that you're different. You just think that everybody knows when things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I remember, the phone ringing. And of course, this was the 80s. So it was long before any type of caller ID. Mm-hmm. And I remember the phone ringing and me telling my mom, mommy, grandma's calling. And the phone was still ringing. So she knew I didn't pick it up. And she was like, how'd you know it was grandma? And I'm like, because grandma's calling. Like it kind of baffled me. Like I thought everyone knew who was calling when the phone rang.
Right.
So I kind of had an idea from a young age.
I was going to comment when you told me that story, the first time we spoke the other day, I had something similar happen to me, but it wasn't a premonition. Mm-hmm. It was after my grandfather passed away. And I was, I think we were down there. I was young. I think we were down there for the funeral or something, right? And we were at, there was a table that my grandfather would sit at, right? And he would always sit at the end of the table. And my aunts and my grandmother, my mom, several other family members, me and my cousins were running around acting crazy, you know. I remember running around playing. And I come into the den where the table is over, say it's over there. And my grandfather's sitting there. Now, we're down there for the funeral, right? Like, and my grandmother's walking behind him, and he says, he calls her name. Like, he's, like, trying to get her attention when she's walking on either side of her. And I was like, what the? I knew it was weird. And then I went in there and told my mom, and I, like, literally made everybody start crying. You know, it was crazy. But I don't know. It's not a psychic thing, but it was something. It was weird.
Yeah.
It was really weird. I don't know what you'd call that, but it's not a, I don't know, it freaked me out. I mean, I could see it vividly still, like right now. Like, it was like a very good memory.
Well, you know, they say that children are naturally psychic as it is. I've heard different theories, but what most intuitives believe is mm-hmm. that because children so recently came from the spirit world, that they're still partially attached. So little kids have a better chance of seeing something supernatural. For one, they don't question themselves. Mm-hmm. They just report what they see. Whereas an adult might be like, oh, I must have imagined that, or, you know, I must be my eyes playing tricks on me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, actually, one of my daughters, when she was little, used to see a lot of stuff. And she was what I would consider to be a medium. She claims now that she's older that she doesn't even remember any of that stuff, which is good because it really scared her a lot when she was a toddler.
Really? Yeah, I mean, then, you know, there was all, you know, I don't know if it was because, I mean, there's some other, like, ghost story kind of stuff that I can dive into, but yeah. But really, I want to get into the psychic stuff, so... Mm-hmm. You kind of figured you had some power. When did you realize that it was a psychic power that was different from other people?
Yeah, so it was actually a really scary experience for me, like when I finally did realize that I was different. I had an experience where I was 6 years old, so I was pretty little, and I was coming home on the school bus, and how I get information, I don't actually see things with my eyes. I get what I would describe as a memory that hasn't happened yet. So it's like so think of like a childhood memory, like when you were a kid, like you don't see it with your eyes. You kind of see it in your mind's eye. Mm-hmm. So for me, in my mind's eye, this thought just came to me. It was a tombstone, and next to the tombstone was this big pine tree. And I knew it was a graveyard. So for me, I was like, why am I thinking about death? You know, it was strange, especially being 6 years old. And I got off the bus, and I remember when I walked into the living room, my mom was sitting on the couch crying, and she had told me that my grandmother had passed away. And I was so shocked. Of course, being 6 years old, you don't quite understand death. So for me, I didn't know if I caused it to happen. I didn't know if I was always going to know when someone was going to die, and it absolutely terrified me. And I remember when I went to my grandmother's funeral, her tombstone was right next to this very large pine tree. And that just like, it absolutely terrified me. And I remember asking God to completely take the ability away from me. Like I didn't want to know anything. And I was pretty much like that my whole life, where these thoughts would come in and I'd push them away.
Okay. Because
I didn't know, like if I know this, like what information that I might not want to know will I start knowing? So I pushed that away for a very long time, like well into my adulthood.
So that's kind of what I was wondering. I was like, how would you want to capitalize on it? Like, far as like treating it like a muscle, would you want to be like curious and trying to figure out how much you could figure. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, now as an adult, I'm just a little bit braver.
Yeah, yeah. You know
what I mean? Not super brave, but right. So, of course, like when the war started in Ukraine, everybody was freaking out. Mm-hmm. Putin was talking about bombing the U.S. Mm-hmm. and people are still really on edge about it. So that was around the time for me when I was like, you know what? It might be beneficial if I did have some type of ability to look into the future.
Right.
So that's when I really took a deep dive mm-hmm. into my intuitive abilities. And I actually did some training out in Lilydale, New York, which is about an hour outside of Buffalo. The cool thing about Lilydale is that it has been widely known as a place of spiritual connection. There's actually a stump there. It's like literally a tree stump, and it's called Inspiration Stump. Mm-hmm. The reason it's called that is because people believed that if you're within a certain proximity of this stump, that God will bestow wisdom upon you. And it actually dates back to Native American times because they also saw Lilydale, those grounds, as being extremely holy.
Now, this is, Dave, could you pull up Lilydale and see where that's at? So it's, you were saying it's a community, right? It's a community for psychics. And it's just psychics only, or how? Yes. That's got to be a wild.
Yeah,
place.
The whole town is just made of psychics.
Really? And how did you find out about this? Here's what I want to know, because this was recently when the war and everything kicked off, right? Now, where I got freaked out, and I don't know if maybe it was similar, is right around COVID. You know, I was like, I would love to have known the future a little bit, you know what I mean? Because you don't know what's going to happen next. And how did you feel during COVID, though?
During COVID, I mean, I did lose some relatives, but not as much as, you know, other people did. So for the most part, I was untouched. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't see a whole lot of people I knew. Like, I got COVID myself.
Yeah.
And I had a really bad case of it, but I mean, obviously, I pulled through. No, I didn't really get freaked out about what was going on in the world until the whole war in Ukraine broke out. And then I started wondering, you know, if World War III were to break out, like, would it be the end of the world? Because now, of course, we all have nukes.
Right. And and that's kind of what I was saying. Like, I got anxiety like that during COVID because I'm like, oh my God, how long is this going to last? You know, and that's kind of, I mean, it's similar to what I'm saying. I'm not saying like, you know, I don't know. I'm like, dude, because really what I wanted to know was when would this stuff was going to end, you know, like that kind of thing. And it gave me a lot of anxiety. Like I was like, dude, because I couldn't, it was hard to plan for the future, you know? And that was a big thing. And then, but like you said, with the war kicking off, same thing. You're like, oh man, they're gonna drag us into another war, and it's gonna be crazy. And how do you plan for the future? You know, when you're doing things, you're like, all right, I'm working hard over here, but they start sending nukes and stuff. I need to be stocking up on stuff, you know. So, how long were you at Lilydale?
I've been to Lilydale twice. I usually just go down for the weekend. I was actually really lucky. The last time I went down, around August 2nd, I got Susan B. Anthony's bedroom. I rented it out of an Airbnb.
What?
So it was kind of cool, like staying in her room. Of course, a lot of major movements started at Lilydale because, again, the whole inspiration stump. People believe that God were giving them inspiration to change the course of the future. And of course, we all know Susan B. Anthony was all about women's right to vote. And so she would visit Inspiration Stump to try to get some of God's wisdom to see how she could make this movement flourish. And of course, there was a lot of stuff for civil rights as well for African Americans. And that a lot of that movement started over at Lilydale.
And so If I wanted to visit, would I have to have like a guide or something?
No, so Lilydale is actually closed for the season right now. Mm-hmm. It's a seasonal community.
Okay.
I mean, there are some people who live there year round, but it's gated. So you can't just go in there whenever. Like there was someone who literally lifts the gate for you really? So you can come in. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So, so I went there and I took some classes. And the funny thing is, before I even went there, I started getting more abilities. And this is actually a funny story that I like to tell because I always try to caution people that just because you're told something by a psychic, well, one, you have to make sure it's true. Mm-hmm. And two, you have to make sure that they're actually interpreting it correctly. Mm-hmm. So the night before I went to Lilydale, I had had this dream about a slot machine. And it was just this slot machine. And the weird thing about it was that it was 4th of July themed. So like one of the things was a firecracker, one was a flag, one mm-hmm. was a star. And it wasn't really like around the 4th of July. So I'm like, you know, that was kind of a weird dream. I didn't think much of it. Well, I ended up going down to Lilydale and I visited the Niagara Falls. And I didn't even know that there is a casino in Niagara Falls.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, you know, we might as well hang out at the casino, like see what they got there. And it absolutely floored me when I found the slot machine that I dreamt about.
Yeah. What?
Yes. It had the star. It had the flag. It had the firecracker. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I saw it as, like, God giving me this sign to let me know to play this machine. Like, I was going to win big. And I sat there feeding this machine. It was $20 a bet. And yeah. I just kept putting the money in because I'm like, this is going to be it. This is going to be it.
Yeah.
And I ended up losing over $200.
Oh, no.
And it's funny. I was telling Wilson this story and he's like, well, maybe your spirit guides were trying to warn you to stay the heck away from that slot machine.
Oh, man.
So, dude. Yeah, I mean, you always kind of want to take whatever a psychic tells you with a grain of salt, because even if the information they're getting is correct, they could still be misinterpreting it. And look, there's Inspiration Stump right there. Yep, that's it.
There's a little history on it, too, when we go down the page here. But
yeah, I actually stood on Inspiration Stump. And I can't say I feel any more inspired, but I tried to get as much wisdom as I could while I was down there.
So what was the classes like? I mean, what did they, could you?
The class was about using different intuitive abilities. Like there are some intuitives out there who can hear messages. There's some who can see. There's some who are like me that just get like thoughts and pictures in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is really interesting about Wilson Stevenson. We had a conversation recently where he was telling me that he doesn't really see ghosts with the naked eye because he's a medium. So he can talk to and communicate with spirits. I don't do that. Thank God, because it scares me so bad. But he actually told me that he gets the thoughts in his head, like mm-hmm. what a ghost looks like, what they're trying to tell him. Holy. He doesn't actually see it with the naked eye. So that's kind of how I get information, too, is I see it in my mind's eye. I can see somebody.
I actually met somebody who used him before, or yeah. someone knew somebody that used him as a medium with somebody who passed away.
He is very good. Yep.
That is, I mean, with the twins thing's blowing yeah. me away, right?
Yeah, he's very specific, very specific. Me, not so much. Like, I can tell you that you're going to get pregnant, but Wilson will tell you what your baby will have on its 30th birthday for breakfast.
Wow.
Of course, I'm just kidding, but I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Mike.
Who knows with him, but.
What? I mean, so tell us about this event. So you're putting it on.
Yep.
And you're hosting it.
Yeah, so it's going to be at the All Souls Unitarian Church over on Gotham Street mm-hmm. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's going to be a variety of psychics there. I'm going to be doing readings. I'm going to be doing like a 4-for-1 type deal where I do psychometry, tarot, pendulum, and charm casting readings. And, of course, I'm going to donate 100% of the proceeds back to Habitat. There's going to be other readers there, too. There's going to be people doing dream interpretations. There's going to be, yep, there's the church right there. There's going to be mediumship done, palm readers. I think we might actually have a tea leaf reader, too. There's going to be some healers there. Reiki is going to be going on. And I even have someone coming to do body contouring, which is the coolest thing ever.
What is like that?
It's like when they contour your face, like if you need to get rid of a double chin or you want to get your belly done because it's like bikini season. But yeah, we're going to have someone there doing that. I mean, you know, it's too... Wilson doesn't do his gallery reading until 2. So if you come early...
What day is this?
Saturday, September 14th. Yeah, right. This Saturday. So yeah, it's going to be a full day from 10 to 4. And mm-hmm. I'm giving away... My company, Fun Development, is actually sponsoring goodie bags for the first 50 people who come to the event. So what I'm sticking in there is rose quartz. And I'm also going to be putting in some different crystals, like little mini jars full of crystals and little stickers and goodie bags. I usually like to treat people who come to the event so they have like a little takeaway to take home with them.
You know, my dad always carried a crystal with him.
Yeah.
And when I got to... like big sales. I was doing outside sales, going to like big companies. I mean, it was a lot of pressure. And mm-hmm. I picked up a crystal myself, and I don't really know what to do with it or what it does.
What kind is it?
I don't really, I'll be honest with you, I don't know. Okay. But I treated it like it was something special. I would rub that thing just like that when I'm walking into these meetings, just for anxiety. It was almost like a fidget spinner for me. I mean, I was pretty good at what I did, so I don't know. Maybe there was something there, but I don't know. But I did carry one like that, just like I was like, I need some supernatural help getting here and getting this account or something, you know. But
yeah, I like to wear amethyst on me because that's supposed to help with psychic readings.
I don't even know what that is either.
It's just a purple crystal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So. Now, when you said you do tarot reading?
Yeah, so I do tarot. I do psychometry, which I did a little bit of psychometry on you when I met you. So, and psychometry is kind of neat. I never knew what it was. Mm-hmm. I always just knew I could get information through my left hand. Mm-hmm. And I think it was another intuitive that was like, that's called psychometry. I'm like, what? It's a thing? Like, I just thought I was the only person that could do that. Yeah. But so how psychometry works, it's always the hand that you don't write with. So I'm right-handed, so mm-hmm. I only have the ability in my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I pick up information. Like, for instance, if somebody has a bad day and they're like, oh, I'm fine, and I hug them or I shake their hand with two hands. I will sometimes do that when I meet someone. I shake their hands with two hands. That way mm-hmm. I get a little nosy. I'm like, no, you did not have a good day today. I feel it on you. Like, something happened. I even had a friend whose car broke down. He's like, oh, I had a good day. And I'm like, no, you had some stress today. I can feel it.
So it only works with my left hand too?
With my, it doesn't matter like what hand I touch somebody with. Like say you shake in my hand. So shake my hand like this.
Yep.
And then I'll be like, oh, nice to meet you. Yeah. I can get a little bit of information this way. But when I do my readings, I will ask my clients just to put their palm flat down on me like that.
Yeah.
And with you, I always get a strong energy, like a fast-moving energy, like something coming in quickly. I'm not really sure what that means. I feel, for me, the first thought that I get about you is ambition, like things moving really, really fast. Like I feel it when you put your palm in my palm, it's like energy moving quickly, almost like a fast-moving river. So to me, I have to think, like, what does that make me think of?
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, for me, it makes me think of success, like someone who's climbing very quickly.
Hmm.
So I definitely get that feeling with you that whatever it is that you work on, it's going to move quickly.
Whew. All right. You're putting pressure on
me. Let me see if I get anything else. I don't know. Let's see what I get. Okay. Yeah, it's that same movie. It almost feels like a current, just moving really fast, like really fast moving water. Yeah, that's...
Don't do that.
I'm trying to see if I can see anything else. But no, I'm seeing like fast moving water. But I don't think it's literally water. I think it's something moving quickly. So I don't know if you got a lot of dreams, but like now would be the time to get them. Because I feel like whatever you want to accomplish, you're going to do it quickly.
Yeah. I feel like I got the pedal down every day. So
yeah. Someone else does too.
Yeah.
I have some of the psychometry stuff
Okay, perfect. So, what's the, how do you do the other stuff? Okay. The charm readings and stuff?
So, charm reading, that's, well, first I'll get into the tarot because that'll explain why I do the charm readings. Mm-hmm. So, with the tarot cards, if anyone has ever tried tarot cards out there, there's 78 cards. And the cards.
I watched the movie the other day.
I haven't seen it yet because you know what? I know it's going to make me mad because in every horror movie, they pull the devil card or they pull the death card. And the devil always means someone's possessed and the death card always means someone's going to die. And that's absolutely not true. That is not what those cards mean.
Well, everybody died in that movie.
There are some tarot cards right there. Yeah. So,
okay, go ahead.
So yeah, so definitely not. So if you ever get a tarot reading and you pull the devil card, that's usually some fun that goes along with that card. I know there's not one pulled up right now, but if you were to pull up a devil card, there's usually a nude man and woman and they're kind of linked to each other. So a lot of times, that will mean that you're going to get in like an illicit love affair. It could mean that you're about to date a woman that you're very attracted to. And it could also, if you see the two chains, it could also stand for addiction. So if you notice those two people are tied to each other, but it's a really loose chain, they could take the chain off if they wanted to. And a lot of times that will speak to toxic relationships. It'll speak to toxic habits that you have. Like if you smoke too much, if you drink too much, you know, I mean, you could quit smoking. It's not going to be easy, but you could take that chain off of you if you wanted to.
Right.
So that's what the devil card speaks to. It doesn't actually speak to the devil. Same thing with the death. The death card is actually a very uplifting card. It's usually the end to difficulties in your life. It is a rebirth, usually like a spiritual rebirth. You might pull the death card before you get married because it's a major life transition. So there's a death card. It looks pretty scary. Some of these cards do look scary. Like there's people laying down dead. And of course, the angel of death is stomping over them. So yeah, I could see why people get these cards and they get scared. But there's nothing to be scared about in the tarot. So there's 78 of those cards. And they have about 8 different meanings. Whether they're upright like that or upside down. They'll mean something different when they're upside down. So, of course, you might think with so many different meanings, how the heck do you know how to give someone a reading?
That was some psychic stuff there because that was my next question.
Yeah, there you go. So, for me, I use charm casting. So, charms, it's almost like the charms you get on a bracelet. That's very literally what they are. So, I will pick a charm out or I'll cast them out and see what lands where to see what it means. Most of the times, if I'm trying to use it to clarify, so to clarify a card, it means you're looking for more information. You're looking for clarification. So if I pulled the death card for you and I'm like, okay, what does this change? And say I pulled out like a palm tree, I could be like, oh, you're moving somewhere warmer. You're going to be going down south. So to me, I would know that's what your major life change is. It's you moving down south.
You didn't happen to bring none with you, did you?
No, I didn't. I don't have anything on me.
Oh.
Partially because I thought it would be too messy. I didn't know how I'd lay out the cards without like spilling them all over the place. Because I did the block party and I gave a lot of readings at the block party and the cards were like flying everywhere. I also do pendulum readings and that's probably the easiest to do. I don't have very good luck using the pendulums. If you've ever seen them, it's like a crystal at the end of a necklace, kind of.
Okay.
It's like a rock hanging down from like a metal chain. I don't have a lot of luck with those. So what I do is I take off my wedding band and I tie it to a string and I use that. And it seems to be pretty accurate. And the reason I think it's accurate is because I've worn this for so many years. It knows my energy. So I would trust my wedding ring over any pendulum I bought at a store. So for me, if I ask a yes or no question and my pendulum goes forward and backwards, it's like a nod yes. If it goes left and right, it means no. For every person, it's different. So there's some people I know that for them, a yes is it going in a circle. But for me, consistently forward and backward always means yes and left and right means no.
How do you, is you supposed to ask a question or something you would ask?
Yeah, so say you were like, am I going to get married soon? Or am I going to sell my house? Mm-hmm. And then I would use my ring. I'd take it off and I would just see what the pendulum says.
That's pressure there.
Yeah. So when I do these readings, I will usually wrap everything all into one.
Mm-hmm.
So I will give you a tarot reading, psychometry, pendulum, and the charm casting.
And what about so what about like fortune tellers? Like, do you know anybody who's have you experienced anybody who's out there deliberately trying to fraud people?
I honestly haven't. Like, and that's one of the things that I've always been so iffy about doing the psychic readings.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, I only ever did them for charity. I don't keep the money. Very recently, I've started to. Like, when I did the block party, I kept the money.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost felt kind of dirty to me. Because for me, I see it as good karma helping people. Like, helping them try to figure out, like, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I sell my house? Should I retire? Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always very cautious about somebody thinking that I'm lying to them or I'm trying to get their money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's people out there, like for every good person, there's always a negative person who's trying to take advantage of someone.
Yeah.
But I see that in every career. It's not just fortune telling. There's people in probably every profession you can think of that lie to get money.
Yeah. I've known some smart people that go see psychics but there's a lot of people that are like, oh, they're just, you know, or it's like a fraud thing. But at the same time, I think I believe in a lot of energy, right? So I believe in that people can pick up on waves of energy and you know, I don't doubt it. You know, it seems like a thing that could really be happening. You know?
Right.
Like it totally could be happening. So I'm not a disbeliever. I think I believe in it, you know?
And yeah. I was recently on a radio show and the host was like, you know, how is what you do any differently than us listening to the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Like we can't see the frequencies, the energy frequency on the radio, but everyone's listening.
I think clearly, I saw you on that radio show.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I can feel energy.
Right.
Yeah.
What I was also going to say is to finish my thought just a second ago is when you get something, I also believe in like manifesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I was running to a psychic and they were like, they tell you something good's going to happen, you're going to believe in it, right? And you're going to make that kind of thing happen. If something, they tell you something bad, I mean, you might believe that too, and then something bad could happen, you know? And I don't know if it's like the same current of energy, but, or it's just a different way of saying it, you know? I don't know.
I think that gets back into that whole authenticity thing that we were talking about. Because if you ever run across a psychic that's like, something really bad's gonna happen to you, there's a curse. If you pay me to do this spell, I can take away that negative energy from you. Always be cautious of people who tell you a psychic reading should never be scary. It just shouldn't. So if you walk away being like, oh, like I don't feel good about that, it probably wasn't authentic.
Mm.
Like even if you hear something that's not good, like I've even had people ask me, you know, oh, is my husband cheating on me? And that's one of those questions where it's like, you don't ever go to a psychic to get marital advice. You just don't. Like, if you think that there's something wrong in your marriage, you need to go to your spouse and work that out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, going to a psychic. I mean, what would you even say? A psychic told me you're cheating, so let's get divorced. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I would always caution people to, you know, make sure that you work out your marital problems with your partner, a marriage counselor, never a psychic.
Have you ever seen any weird stuff like that?
Ask
you and you're like, oh, yeah, I don't say nothing, but yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know how TV friendly this is, but the very first time I gave a stranger a reading, because I've always done it for friends and family, like just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a family member encourage me to kind of branch out and do a cold reading to somebody I've never met before.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a reading for someone over the phone. I don't think they were even in the same state. didn't know their name, didn't know anything about them. And I'm giving them this tarot reading, and I'm seeing that this woman was cheating on her boyfriend with a married pregnant woman. And I'm like, oh my God, how am I even going to say this?
What?
Like
that, say it, repeat it one more time.
I saw in the cards that a woman was cheating on her boyfriend with a married pregnant woman.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, there's no way this can be true. Like, it was my first time reading a stranger. I'm like, oh my God, like I must have had this way off. So I gave the reading in the most professional, kind way that I could to make sure I wasn't insulting anybody, or I kind of prettied up the language so it wouldn't sound as bad as what it was. And it's funny
How did you do that?
Because my family member called me and she's like, oh my God, you really freaked my friend out. She had no idea how you knew that she was cheating on her boyfriend with a married pregnant woman.
What?
It was real, yeah. I mean, I danced around it. I'm like, oh, there's a woman that you really like, but it's kind of a talk. I had the devil card.
Yeah.
I'm like, again, you know, it's kind of toxic. I see that this isn't like a loving relationship. It's more of a lustful one. And I think you should break away. And I saw too, because I had the Empress card that came out as a clarifier, and the Empress card is a pregnant woman. So I could see that the woman was pregnant.
What?
Yeah, so it was one of those things where, of course, I dressed it up and made it sound pretty, but I'm like, you know, I would caution you to not be with this person because I don't think that it is a positive connection. So I didn't come out and say, you know, you're cheating on your boyfriend with a married pregnant woman, but she got the point without me having to say it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got this event this weekend. It's going to be awesome. I got to work. There's no way I'm going to be there. Then I got this boxing thing. But I'm going to try to get this podcast out by Friday or probably tomorrow afternoon, probably. That way we could try to promote it a little bit. But I wanted to dive in on this whole other side of what we were talking about when I first met you, is the history.
You know what? I'm kind of keeping that quiet for right now just because we haven't done it yet. Like, right, I'm still writing.
Well, I'm not going to dive into that, but I'm saying, how did you get involved in history like that?
Honestly, I swear to God, I think it's because of this left hand. Yeah. I pick up things. So, of course, you know, you go to a museum, they tell you not to touch anything. When no one's looking, you totally touch everything. And I would pick up the history of things. Same thing with antique stores. Like, I can go through an antique store and I can tell you. I remember I saw this mirror once at an antique store, and I was so drawn to it. But I could tell there was something toxic about this mirror because I couldn't even touch it. If my hand got close enough, it would burn. Like, it was warm. So I never even laid my hands on it, but I was about 6 inches away, and that was about as close as my hand could get. And what I could see, not with my naked eye, but in my mind, I saw this woman mourning over her children. Basically, it was during the Civil War. This woman had lost her husband in the war, and each one of her children died of scarlet fever, like every single one of them. Because, you know, in those days, one kid would get sick, the whole family would pass. And you know what they say about mirrors, that sometimes they can lock in energy. So I don't know if this mirror was haunted or it just had witnessed every single one of these deaths, but I could feel this woman mourning her children through the mirror. But again, the whole left hand thing, like anytime I go to an antique store, I use my left hand because if I'm going to be bringing home a friend, I want to know. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. So how do you know the difference between future and the past?
So for me.
So like if you're touching something, you know what I mean? Like how would you know?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like how would you know that energy coming from me is not something that was my past? You see what I'm saying? Is it just different?
Well, because the energy I felt in your hand is obviously happening right now.
Oh.
So that tells me, like, that's the energy that you're in, is an energy of rapid movement, rapid success. That's the what you're sitting in right now. So like if you had just lost your job or something, that might feel like a feeling of loss or like stagnation. It's all basically about reading people's energies. Like I can usually tell if someone's good or bad by their energies. I had this experience one time, and I was actually in the Dollar Tree of all places, and I think I was looking at toothpaste, and like somebody walked in the door, like I just, my whole body turned, like I just knew, and I was focusing on this man, and I just knew he was bad, like evil bad. And it was weird because it's somebody I never met, didn't know anything about him. And I felt kind of guilty for judging somebody I've never even met. So I kind of tried to put it out of my mind and I went and got whatever I needed to get. And then I accidentally passed by him in an aisle. And when I got too close, my stomach started to turn like I was going to throw up. And I think I just left the store. I don't even think I paid for my stuff.
What?
With someone is
you
like.
You carried the stuff with you?
No, I didn't leave the store, but I think I just I literally thought I was going to vomit. And sometimes I get that energy like off of people who've done really bad things. Like if you've hurt a child, stuff like that. I don't know what this man did because I didn't know him in real life, but I knew he had done something.
Before we wrap this up, could you read Dave?
Yeah. Okay.
What do you need me to do here?
I guess just put your hand in mine. I didn't bring cards or anything.
Okay. Okay.
Dave's like, you said I want to have to get on camera.
You
want
to just stand here?
Yeah, you can sit down, whatever. I'll just hold your hand for a minute. Okay.
Better be a good one.
Yeah. Something new. Are you thinking about trying something new? Did you start something new?
Yes. Yeah,
I'm getting a new job.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Something like that, maybe.
All right. Be a good move or not. I feel like this job is going to lead to something else. Like this, it's not going to be where you stay, but this is going to be like a stepping stone, whatever this new thing is.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah.
Okay.
So that's, you're on something, yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's what I'm getting.
You're on to something.
Yeah.
Dude.
All right. Wow.
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 Oh, my God.
I've never met him. I don't know if any of that is true.
But...
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. He just wow.
Was he waiting to hear about something? Is that
no,
why
he literally
to him?
Dropped some news on me.
Oh.
About something cool right a few minutes
oh.
ago. I mean, I can't really go in on
okay,
it. But...
No, that's fine. That's crazy. But yeah, wow. I just, when I touched his hand, I felt newness. It was just like new. And I felt like it was an employment type of newness.
My freaking heart's racing right now. Anyway.
Well, make sure you release this before the psychic fair so people see it and then want to come donate money to the psychic fair.
Yeah. Well, now I don't know. We're supposed to kind of keep that secretive. No, I'm
sorry.
Kidding. We'll send it. Heck.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, look, I think we got enough time in on it. Then
yeah.
I guess next time we'll dive into some more of the history stuff because you were dropping some bars on the history stuff. And I'm really excited about that. And I think you just closed it out really good. So,
all right.
Thanks for coming and hanging out.
Appreciate it.
Let's see if I can be nosy. So if you see me shaking someone's hand with two hands, you know I'm being nosy.
All right. Cool.
All right. Thanks.